Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe. Man, Ring of Honor, Episode 3 in the bag. Rick Abani, Coleman on commentary. This show is March 16th, 2023, and it's every Thursday going forward for the foreseeable future. And we got March 31st, Supercard of Honor coming up. We've been building some matches for this show. And I will tell you this, in less than 2 hours, this show is packed. They've been packed, but I feel like this show is packed to the gills. Maybe a little too packed, but I enjoyed the show. So let's start it off with the Ring of Honor World Championship Proving Ground match. Title's not on the line, but if this person wins, they can get a shot at Claudio. But it's Claudio Castagnoli versus Willie Mack. Fun match. Really fun to see Willie Mack. That dude is awesome, man. Some great spots. Willie being Willie. You know, there was this one spot where I was like, is he that ring rust? Where he was just laying there for a second, and the count was almost to 10. And all of a sudden, bam, he pops up. I was like, oh, no, he was waiting. This was his big 2023 debut. Claudio for the win. But like I said, it's really cool to see these debuts back into this new era of Ring of Honor, especially a talent like Willie Mack. Next match, Mike Bennett versus Dante Martin from Top Flight. Dude, Top Flight, that is such a great tag team. Such a great tag team. Two brothers, him and Darius Martin. You know, and this match was good because Mike Bennett, man, these guys are old school facing the new school, and Mike still has it, and, you know, Kingdom on the side and Maria and everything like that, you know. So this match, though, I really did enjoy this match. I really thought they let Dante shine a bit, and he brought it to Mike. He was just like, no, bitch, we're going. We're, you know, you can chop me, you can beat me down, but you can't beat down Dante Martin. And guess what? Dante Martin for the win. But the Kingdom attacks. You know, so we're building this feud between these two because Top Flight's like, yo, we thought we were done with the Kingdom, but I guess we're not. And there's this great great thing while the Kingdom's talking smack. They're like, you Melvin? It's like, you know, Matt Taven is like, you Melvin? I was like, I haven't heard that in a long, long time. All right, Ari Daivari and Slim J versus Metalik and Blake Christian. This feud is heating up as we progress. Metalik and Blake Christian for the win. But I gotta tell you, man, Ari Daivari and Slim J and these damn white beaters, these damn shirts to keep ripping them. I was like, where do you get them? You know, I got that. I wear those all the time under my shirt because I have I wear a belt. Well, like most people, I wear a belt with my pants, but it's metal. That metal like rubs against my skin and it breaks out and stuff like that. So I just see Slim J constantly ripping these white beaters. I'm like, hey man, you know, those aren't cheap. Those aren't cheap at all. For 3-pack is like $20. Why am I talking about white beaters? Let's talk about the match. this was fun. Metalik, like, man, go. Blake Christian too. Brought it to Ari Daivari and Slim J, and this was a good tag team match. I'm noticing that we're showcasing a lot of the tag teams, especially trios, because that's what goes on later on in the night. You know, Mark Sterling and these Trust Busters, they're everywhere. See, I like all of a sudden, like, Trust Busters. I was like, who isn't part of the Trust Busters? You know, like this next match here with Eddie Kingston, you know. Before I do that, Mark Briscoe package talking about, you know, he's going to face Samoa Joe. It is official, Joe versus Briscoe at Ring of Honor's Supercard of Honor for the Ring of Honor TV title. That's going to be awesome. And he called out Mark Sterling and his cronies, the Trust Busters, and he says he wants to take on Tony Nese. I'm guessing we're getting that next week. So bring it on, baby. All right, now Eddie Kingston versus Jeeves Key. Eddie Kingston for the win, but that wasn't the point. Claudio's in the crowd. He's watching, drinking his coffee. He's drinking the coffee, and he's just like, I'm watching you, Eddie. You know, because Eddie has been challenging him for the past two episodes for that title. On the debut, the first episode of this new era of Ring of Honor, Eddie Kingston came out and says, I challenge you. And Claudio has been brushing him off like nothing. He's like, eh. But he comes out during this match, drinking his coffee. Great spot. Eddie throws Key into the guardrail. The coffee spills on Claudio. Claudio is offended. He's like, my nice white shirt that has the coffee stain all on it now. Damn you, Eddie. Damn you. Eddie for the win. You know, doing the hand gestures like, yo, I'm coming for that title. I am coming for that title. Athena versus Hyann. This was good. Athena, I like this aggressive, ruthless heel, just in your face character. Like, she is a beast, and I like it. I like it a lot. She just gets in the ref's face. You know, and after she won this match, she beat Hyann a little bit more, throwing her into the steps and whatnot. I like this Athena. Dangerous, you know. And she does put out a challenge out there for Supercard of Honor, which kind of made me go, I wanted you and Willow Nightingale, but it's okay. This is going to be a good match also. I'll get to that. But Athena for the win. And like I said, this ruthless aggression, just show those teeth, Athena. You're a badass. Met Talik backstage with Blake, and they're talking about, they're like, hey, Trust Busters, you know, because the Trust Busters put it out there. They're like, hey, we want to face you in a trios championship. Blake's like, hey, I got somebody. So they bring in AR Fox, dude, that is amazing. You got to check out AR Fox, high fly. Super talented in the ring. But now this new trios has come together. Metalik, Blake Christian, and AR Fox. Now they accept the challenge from the Trust Busters, and they're going to go face each other hopefully next week. But I realize we only have a couple weeks until 2 to 3 weeks until Super Card of Honor. And I realize this. I don't know why. I'm a dummy. I'm going to put that on Front Street. I'm a dummy. Because I was like, oh, man, this is so awesome. We got this. And then I was like, Super Card of Honor, March 31st. Not thinking, the next day after that is WrestleMania. I was just like, not two and two came together until I was going through my calendars because I have all the pay-per-views written. I was like, what? You know, I was like, oh, yeah. You know, because if you're new to the wrestling scene or you're part of it, when WrestleMania is in your city, expect a bunch of indie shows to be surrounding that area, like they are in LA. And this is where Supercard of Honor is going to be. It always happens. WWE has tried to stop it before, but you just can't, man. Like, it's a full week of pure wrestling in LA. Like, that's what's going to happen. Like, yeah, there'd be so many wrestling shows going on during that time. Why not have these indie promotions make a buck, have Ring of Honor have its big show on Friday? Because I was wondering, I was like, why isn't, because this is where two and two didn't click. I was like, man, they had Revolution on a Sunday. Why can't we have this on a Sunday, but it's on a Friday and I got to watch it? You know, that's three shows I got to watch that Saturday morning. I don't mind, but I was like, God damn it. And besides the point, I was like, you know what? Okay. Then when it clicked, I was like, oh, big head boy. Silas Young, man, this was a blast from the past. I was like, oh shit. Versus Marcus Cross, of course, Silas Young, the last real man in wrestling. He cuts a promo, and to answer him is Shane Taylor. They're going to go at it next week. Silas Young versus Shane Taylor. Silas Young still looking good. Still can bring it in that ring. And that's just so awesome, man. But like the test of time that these athletes can do. You know, the test of time, like a Christopher Daniels and a Matt Sydal, they may be some gray foxes, but they still sexy, baby, and that matches later on. But Silas, looking great, going to go against Shane Taylor next week. All right, now Athena's backstage with Lexi, and she's angry, and she grabs Lexi, and like she's like, you want to know why? And Lexi's like, I don't know, man. But she calls out Yuka. Saying, like, she's been in New Japan, she's been wrestling, why am I seeing you? But she challenged Yuka at Supercard of Honor for the Ring of Honor Women's Championship. So that feud is heating up. You know, Athena wants to take on Yuka. So, that's a big match. That is a big match. And with that, and now Joe and Briscoe, it's like once we get Claudio and Eddie booked for that Supercard of Honor card, that's going to be a big show upon itself. And there we go. Now this match, I feel, is the meat and potatoes of the show. The Embassy putting up those Ring of Honor World 6-Man Tag Team Championships against Dalton Castle and the boys. Fun match. This match was the highlight for me of tonight. I had a hell of a lot of fun. Dalton Castle is just phenomenal. I've been following this cat for so long. You know, take me to Peacock Planet anytime. I will be there with the boys. I will be part of the boys to feast upon in the palm of the gracious Dalton Castle's hand, and because Dalton Castle's the shit. That's right. But the Embassy won. And Toa, Khan, and Cage, three monsters. And there's just some great spots with the boys, especially when they're jumping out the top rope. You know, just these little sounds. I'm like, what is that? Oh, that's them. This was a really, really great match. But Toa, Khan, and Cage cannot be stopped. The Embassy is still reigning, defending Ring of Honor World 6-Man Tag Team Champions. So, yeah. Yeah. But afterwards, Toa attacks Dalton. Then Cage and Khan attack the boys. But who comes out? Metalik, AR Fox, Blake Christian. Because they sent a message out there saying, like, we're going to be watching this match. And I was just like, ooh. Get through the Trust Busters. And I want to see the Embassy take on these three. I want to see this 6-man tag team match at Supercard of Honor. Because that just seems like it's going to be balls to the wall crazy. You know, so I'm thinking that's where we're going there. Next, we had Madison Rayne versus Trish Adora. Trish Adora won. Madison Rayne looked great. This match wasn't like anything. I was like, oh my God. But I got to say, this women's division is top tier. Like, even though this match didn't blow me away, these women in Ring of Honor can wrestle. I mean, they got it. I'm really stoked to see more out of this women's division as we move forward now. Now that TV is a thing, now that it's every week, I want more shine on the women, you know, because they can bring it. And, you know, it was funny, as I was talking to somebody the other day, I was like, man, I go, the evolution of women's professional wrestling is fucking fantastic. It's amazing how far the women have come along and, you know, putting on just great 5-star matches and doing the damn thing, man. Just doing the damn thing. And it's just awesome, man. It's so fucking awesome. All right. Now, Top Flight. Darius Martin says he's going to take on Matt Taven next week. And Dante, after an impressive win over Mike Bennett from the Kingdom, he said he had to get his neck pivoty pop, 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 but his brother Darius is going to take on Matt Taven next week, and he's going to whoop his ass. They're going to take the Kingdom over. Now, a tag team that is from AEW Dark, now they're making the Ring of Honor tag team debut. The Outrunners, very 80s, you know, look, very old school wrestling look. They can fit in any era if they want, but they're taking on Matt Sydal and Christopher Daniels. Who do you think's going to win? Who? Matt Sydal and Christopher Daniels still got it, still cocking loaded, baby, to bring it in that ring. And the Outrunners were very impressive to me. I haven't seen them wrestle before, but I know of them. I've been trying to catch up on the AEW Dark, but you know, it's crazy how, you know, AEW hasn't been around for like that long. It's been around a long time, but not that long. But the amount of content AEW has at this point, it's phenomenal, man. Like, you go to your YouTube page, you're like, it's just like, oh shit, you know, it's crazy. You know, he could build his own app. He has his own app. Tony Khan has the Ring of Honor app. He could just make it the Ring of Honor / AEW app if he wanted to. You know, the All Honor app. He could with all the content. That's why they're doing it now. A backstage all-access show, which I'm very excited about. But this is not All Elite Wrestling. This is Ring of Honor. Get back to it, big head boy. Not only did Matt Sydal and Christopher Daniels win, Aussie Open comes out, cuts a promo, says they want to throw their names in the hat for those Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. You know, because we had the Reach for the Sky ladder match coming up at Supercard of Honor. And they said, we can add more to our resume if we beat two former Tag Team Champions, Matt Sydal, Christopher Daniels, because they weren't champions from back in 2006. Man, I'm old. But I was like, ooh, and Daniels cuts the promo on the mic, and that's where he said, you know, these gray foxes can still bring it. Okay. Aussie Open, Matt Sydal, Christopher Daniels, next week. Let's do this, baby. Now, the Ring of Honor Pure Championship match. Wheeler Yuta versus Clark Connors, the Wild Rhino himself from the LA Dojo. And the judges are out on the side of the ring, Colt Cabana, BJ Whitmer, and Dean Malenko. Love you, Dean. I love you. I love you so much. They're the judges of this match. If you know, you can't do open fists. There's certain penalties you can get. If you in a Ring of Honor Pure Championship match, the rule is you're only allowed 3 rope breaks per wrestler. After that, it's pretty much a no holds barred of whatever. You can do whatever you want to in the ropes. So you can put, you know, the ropes wouldn't count after you use up your 3 rope breaks. And the judges can judge because this is a pure wrestling match. Wheeler Yuta for the win, but Clark Connors, man, brought it. Man, but brought it to Wheeler, put Wheeler to the test. I did enjoy this match, but for me, like I said, the whole shebang came down to the Embassy versus Dalton Castle and the boys. But it was afterwards that got the wrestling world talking, because Wheeler says, now the student needs to surpass the master, surpass the teacher. Katsuyori Shibata has been called out by this punk from the Blackpool Combat Club, Wheeler Yuta, he says he will not rest until he takes on Shibata, you know, for that Ring of Honor Pure Championship. So I was like, huh, okay, Wheeler, I see you. That's going to be interesting. I think that's a match that needs to be at Supercard of Honor. It doesn't need to be on a regular TV show. That's a big match right there that it should be on the Supercard of Honor card. So we'll see where we'll go from there. I had a damn good time, but goddamn. So after going through these matches, this is a packed show. Let's see how many matches we had. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 matches in less than 2 hours. The show itself was like an hour and 57 minutes or something like that. You know, a lot to unpack in this one show, but I will give this Ring of Honor show a solid 4 out of 5. I had a good time. If anything, I would say go watch the Embassy versus Dalton Castle and just check out Athena versus High-End. Like these women, poof. Athena too. I really love this aggression. I really love this ruthlessness of her, and I like it. I like it. Eddie and Claudio. I can't wait until they start exchanging hands. Mike Bennett, Dante Martin. Very good match, man. So everything was good. Everything was good. The Outrunners shined and everything like that. But yeah, solid 4 out of 5. Wheeler Yuta and Clark Connors delivered the way I thought it was going to deliver. And I really like Clark Connors a little bit more after this match. 4 out of 5. Check out the show. Ring of Honor, March 16th, 2023, episode 3 in the bag. Drop those comments below. Then after that, folks, go get yourself some New World Podcast merch. Links in the bio from our TeePublic. We got more designs on the way. Get yourself a Pure Sexy Ninja shirt. You know, we got the official mascot and logo for C Plus Studios and a Paper Saber Universe. You can't go wrong. Go support. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Drop those comments. Leave those reviews and make them good because I am KMB. The Sexy Ninja. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. And remember, the New World Podcast is for night.
Rest until I defeat for this Ring of Honor Pure Championship, Katsuyori Shibata.
No way!